This is kind of an interesting scenario. Okay, let me ask you something. Can we play this medley? And then when we come back, I want to ask the question, I want to ask the planet a very important question. But I want the planet to listen and to listen intently to what you are about to hear. Okay? Now, this group comes from Southern California. They are all graduates from the UCLA School of Music. But they love neo soul, and they have been endorsed by a prominent neo soul artist. But check them out.
Back right after this.
All right.
All the joy.
In the breeze, long before I took the time to stop and listen. Oh, the feeling that came over me slowly sugar sweet. Never, never leave me. And I thought it was you soon. I had fallen apart right in front of you. Distance. Oh, to know that you are mine to love sometime. I feel free. Never, never leave me. And I thought it was too soon. I'd fallen apart right in front of you. And I just
briefly, we're going to start the next one. Briefly. Now, after listening to that, now a lot of you have been communicating with us for requests. I want you to communicate to the WB for this. And I want to take votes. The racial makeup of that group. Are they white or are they black? Okay. Give your answers to WB. Let's continue. If you want to hear some more, we have three more songs from them.
Let's do it.
Okay.
This is the intro. Voyager. Moonchild.
Just by listening, what race is this group, Moonchild? Some may say, what a superficial question. No, it's not. If you know the history of popular music in this country, no, it is not. And I will go further after we are done with these songs to tell you why it's not. Okay, all right. Bring it into WB. Let us know. Let's continue. Ooh, this is a good one.
Stop the presses. Okay. Moonchild.
Yes.
We went through that little medley.
Yes.
All the Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Voyager.
Yeah.
Cure. And Doors Closing.
Mm.
And we all know that the alumni of USC, Thornton's Music, School of Music.
They have 5 albums to their credit. They are on tour now. They have a brand new album that they just released within a couple of months ago. Virginia listeners, they're coming to Charlottesville on April 29th, the last Saturday of the month. Okay, at some bar down there. You look it up and find out. But the question is, and I'm asking the planet, because this is neo-soul music. This band has a love for neo-soul. Neo-soul is a subgenre of R&B music. R&B music, historically, an African-American genre of music. What is the racial makeup you think from listening to Moonchild, listening to all the neo-soul music that you heard all the evening? What is the racial makeup? WB, what is the data?
The data is... Okay, let's go back here for 1 second.
Okay.
Moonchild, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking at the picture right now. Nobody was able to guess. I don't think they wanted to take a chance. Folks, sometimes you have to take a chance.
Okay.
Because I know that we have plenty of listeners right now that are listening. But let me give you a little background. I'm going to still give you a little chance to listen in, okay? Moonchild, American... alternative R&B band based in Los Angeles, California. The band consists of Amber Navron, Matt Brick, and Andres Mattson.
And Amber is a solo artist in her own right.
In her own right.
Mm-hmm.
These three are alumni of USC Thornton School of Music.
USC, excuse me. I'm
Jazz
sorry.
Jazz Studies Program. The band performed in summer of 2011 after touring the West Coast with Navron's previous solo project, like you said, the trio bonded in the car over similar music tastes and spent the summer and subsequent fall writing the music for what became their debut album, Be Free, which would be released the following year. Okay, let's see.
And that first album was done in one of the threes in their house.
Well, I didn't know that, but I think that was released in the summer of 2011?
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, genres, alternative R&B. Okay. Got a question for you, Professor, after this.
Okay.
Neo soul and jazz. So they have listed, or they are placed in those categories.
Yeah.
What's the difference between alternative R&B and neo soul?
Neo-soul, now we talked...
We talked about that, right?
Mm-hmm. Alternative...
I've never heard of alternative R&B before.
Alternative R&B, and we got to be careful about that now, meaning in 2023. Because you know what the industry is doing? They're taking alternative R&B and they're making it more commercial so that in the end, it's not alternative, is it? Okay.
Yeah, right.
Alternative R&B is using a very hybridic form of hip hop or a hybridic form of trap, but then also mixing it with reggae and dancehall reggae styles and just fusing it, also fusing it with a little bit of house. Okay. That's what it is. And then, you know, you find it in the clubs and such, but here is the thing. Okay. Some people may know of an artist right now with a huge hit. This lady is called Timbs. Have you heard of Timbs?
She, I can't say that I have.
She has a huge hit called Free Mind.
Timbs, T-E-M-S. S.
Mm-hmm. Look up Free Mind when you have a chance. Guarantee you, you've heard the song and you probably did not know, oh, that's what it's called or that's who it is. Okay. Right? Now, because of her African accent, see, that's the thing. You got to have that Caribbean, that African accent with alternative R&B, the mixture of all of those styles that I mentioned earlier. Okay. And Timbs, when they found her, the industry, yeah, alternative. But now, these labels, they want to push alternative R&B
into
the mainstream so much that eventually it's going to be mainstream.
That's
so,
right.
So that's all.
Right, right. And let's get back to Moonchild.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Debut album, I think that was in 2012, right? The debut album was received by critics. Mm-hmm. Garnered praise from many musical greats, including, check this out, Jill Scott, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and Stevie Wonder. They even opened for Stevie Wonder.
That's right. And that was what I was getting to. The group has been endorsed by Jill Scott and Stevie Wonder.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Folks.
Now, the endorsements I found out after I found out their racial makeup. I guess with this anticipation, I guess everybody knows now.
Yeah, they have. Well, you know what? As a matter of fact, you know who's always on it?
Hmm.
Take one wild guess.
Mad Mike.
7-Up.
Oh.
She's always there.
What did she say?
She says they were awesome. She did put a disclaimer. She's admitting she saw the picture. She Googled it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's okay.
I knew that was going to happen.
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Folks, the clock on the wall tells us that's all. However, we have.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
No. But can I just say this? Can I just say this?
Why
am I making this big thing about, and why does it matter? Okay, well then, let's go back to 1978, 79. Why did Motown not put Tina Marie's picture on the cover or on the inside?
I knew you were going there.
Okay, so we're talking 40 odd years later because, let me tell you, the same thing with Moonchild.
That's right.
The first year of that campaign, of their first album campaign, we didn't see any pictures of them for the first year. A couple of years, actually.
And actually, it really shouldn't matter, should it?
It shouldn't, but we're still dealing with these politics. But,
2023.
But boy, don't they got the sound.
They have the sound. We loved it, we loved it, we loved it. And I have to dedicate this showstopper to...
Okay.
The sergeant, Clayton Brown, my brother.
Clayton!
Yep. And then he happened to pick one of my favorite artists of all time.
Okay.
I'm going to just play it. Oh, Professor.
I know that. I know it.
You know it? All right.
I can't. And I'm not looking. Cause I wanna know.
Okay. I'm not giving any hints either.
is one of your favorite artists of all time.
All time.
OJ's?
No.
No. There's a Neo Soul.
She sang with the Jazz Crusaders.
Oh, no. Of course.
That's right.
Play on, play out.
None other than Randy Crawford and Jens Krause. The Chill Night Mix.
I should have known it was that version.
That's right. Hey, folks. Monday Night Madness at its finest with yours truly and the
Professor Pop Culture.
All right. Hey, don't go nowhere. There's always a party after the party.
Give me the night. Give me the night. You need the evening action. A place to dine, a glass of wine, a little late romance. It's a chain action. We'll see the people of the world coming out to dance, 'cause there's music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night.
Randy Crawford. Got one more request coming in. Hey, Carolyn Brown. Oh, you want to hear some Kim? That's right. I can't stop loving you. Playing right now.
Think about the day I met the perfect stranger.
StudioWBuzz.com. Global Radio.
I think about the day I got wrapped around your finger. I think about us. The sun was shining on you. The Lord was smiling on me. And love was calling us. I had my mind made up, and I
I can't stop loving you, girl.